Hey, what is going on, beautiful people? James Dillon here on the James Dillon Show. I hope you're having a freaking fantastic day, and I hope you have yourself a great week ahead. I wanted to record this quick podcast today on a Monday, just hit 12:30 p.m. So just wanted to record this quick podcast and basically discuss shiny object syndrome. That's what's been running through my mind the last few days. Since people are reaching out to me, you know, and they're really suffering from this. And I didn't know that it could be such a big thing, right? And don't get me wrong, I used to suffer from shiny object syndrome as well, right? Jumping from opportunity to opportunity, money-making scheme to money-making scheme, and never focusing and settling on one thing. And when I did focus and settle on one thing, everything changed, right? So what did I decide to settle on? Digital marketing, right? Having a digital agency, helping clients generate booked appointments for their companies, and just being damn good at it, right? That was really the key. And when I settled on that and I decided, you know what, this is it, like make or break, this is what I want to do, this is what I'm going to do, it really changed everything, right? I've done MLM, I've done affiliate marketing, I've done e-com, I've done Amazon. I've had jobs, right, and all this great stuff, and different opportunities work for different people, right? Disclaimer alert. But yeah, when I finally found this and I settled on this, I mean, game over, right? And how did I get out of? Actually, before I get into that, what is shiny object syndrome? Should have probably started with that, but hey, here we go, no edits. Shiny object syndrome, you're jumping from one opportunity to the other opportunity, right? So you get into e-com and then you find out what affiliate marketing is. Oh my God, that's the gold. That's the gold. I want that. Go to affiliate marketing. Then you discover digital agencies, right? Digital marketing. And you're like, wow, this is so cool. Clients are going to pay me month after month to get them leads. Damn, Facebook ads are easy. Okay, cool. Let's jump ship. Next up, Amazon. Oh yes, look at this. I just gotta buy these products. I'm gonna list them. This guy's gonna help me do it. Boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know, you're in Amazon. Shiny object syndrome, right? And I mean, like, it's crazy. It's crazy, it's crazy. So that's what shiny object syndrome is. You're just jumping ship. And I mean, you're just getting caught up in the dreams that people are trying to sell you. Now, getting back into it, you know, there is so much money in the world. There are so many people in the world that every opportunity can be a great opportunity as long as you're not scamming people, right? So let's take e-com as an example. You can go out there and you can sell 10,000 products in 30 days. It's been done many, 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 many times. It's going to continue to be done many, many times. And when I'm talking many times, probably like hundreds of thousands of times people have done this, right? It's not just a fluke. And what some people have done is they've gotten all these sales and then they've sent fake tracking numbers to people, so there was no product actually shipped. And you know, like 10% of people, 20% of people do a dispute, get their money back. Everybody else, whatever, okay, I lost $40. The person at the top of that empire, or that little empire, I should say, it's still a penny in the ocean, right? But the point is, he made some money, scammed some people, and you know, onto the next scam, right? But so yeah, that's just an example of what not to do. But let's say you run an e-com business and you sell 10,000 units and you know, you get everything sent out and you get left with like a 20% profit margin. Now you have 50K in the bank, 60K in the bank, right? It can work and you can do that month after month after month. Same thing with agencies, right? If you want to get clients for your agency, there is an abundant amount of clients out there. Like, and in anybody that says a certain niche is saturated, this person is kidding themselves. They're giving them the way out of an opportunity, right? Saturation does not exist. Saturation only exists when amateurs are taking part, right? So in the last few years, we've had a crazy, crazy surge in people coming into the dropshipping world, into the agency world, into affiliate marketing. And people think it's saturated because there's so many people doing it. But that's not the case, right? Amateurs don't saturate the market because they are amateurs. They don't know how to get clients. They don't know how to sell things. Okay, so that's another thing. Like, just if you think, like, if you hear, oh, right, I'm in the digital agency space, oh, and now it's saturated because so many people are doing it. Don't listen to people. You can make it happen. You just got to stick with it, right? You need two things. You need discipline and you need consistency, right? And this is called being smart. You don't need to work hard. You just need to work smart. And you need to have discipline and consistency, right? If you're disciplined in your thought process, in your action process, you'll get shit done, period. If you're consistent and you do a task repetitively every day that builds your business, or every week that builds your business, or every month that builds your business, eventually that's going to come around in a full circle and you're going to be successful, right? That's just the way that it goes. There is no way for you not to be successful when you're disciplined and consistent, okay? So stick with one thing. Doesn't matter what it is, just find where your passion lies, right? You have to love what you're doing. And if you love money, that's great, but you got to really have a passion for helping us people, okay? That needs to be said. And when you find that, just stick with it, okay? Stop thinking that the next opportunity is the best opportunity, okay? Right, it's just, I was going to go into a different topic about failing forward and all that, but I'm going to save that for another podcast, okay? As of right now, just stick with it, make it happen, be disciplined, be consistent. Don't fall over, tripping, and thinking the next opportunity is going to be the one that saves your life, right? Because what you have in your hands right now can save your life. And let's say you have a job right now, right? You work a 9-to-5, 9-to-6, 9-to-10, 7-to-8, whatever it is, okay? Let's say you have a job and you're looking for something else. Great. I would evaluate all the pros and cons of each market, and the market where you believe are the most pros for your lifestyle and the least cons for your lifestyle, that's where you'd want to fit in, right? And if you need to, and you're not finding enough information in one place, then go look somewhere else, right? We have YouTube, right? We have Google search, we have Facebook. You've got Facebook groups, right? You've got local meetups, right? Masterminds, coaching sessions. You've got so many different things and so much information right at the end of your fingertips. Like, take advantage of that, right? Don't think that, oh my God, you know, somebody is selling me information. I need to go buy this course. I need to invest $5,000. That's not the case. Right? It's 100%, it's not the case. There is enough information out there, enough great and amazing information out there, let me be clear, that is available at no cost, that it's enough for you to make a very well-informed decision. And when you make that decision, go all in, right? And I'm not saying quit your job, nothing like that. Just educate yourself, see what it's gonna take, be disciplined in your approach, in your thought process, in your action, and be consistent also in those things. And success will come, okay? That's the bottom line. Other than that, as always, if you've got any questions, you know, you need help, you're in a tough situation, and you know, you need some positive energy, just hook up with people around you, your friends and family. They do care about you. Don't think that people don't care about you. People do care about you. And if you need me, right, jamesdillon.com, reach out, shoot me a message. It's all good. We're here to help. That's it. James Dillon Show, episode number 2. It's been a blast. Share this with everyone that you know. Hope you have yourself a freaking fantastic day. Until the next time, take care, stay blessed.